you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
If you missed any of the show, grab the podcast.
Free every day at TNTRadioEmpire.com, iTunes, or on the Stitcher app. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Wayne Brady in this break. Star, of course, a lot of things. Price is Right.
Let's make a deal.
Good thing I didn't say that to him. You're right. Let's make a deal. Been doing that since 09, by the way.
Yeah.
That's on the afternoons. That's a feel-good show. But he's pimping something else, right? We'll talk to him a little bit. Also, Rob Riggle later on. Adam Farrar, our buddy Adam Farrar, comedian Adam Farrar, and actor Ty Burrell from Modern Family is going to phone the program tomorrow. That's nice. And by the way, you can get the stream, too, at TNTRadioEmpire.com. Alexa plays the show. The podcast is available there in case your listening habits are different now. We're still here in the morning live. Essential workers, all of us. We got letters to prove it.
Yeah, I wish I had a laminator.
I know. Hanging around my neck all the time. Are you essential at your other job or just because you're just open?
We're just open.
Yeah, yeah.
I asked them about it when I got a letter from here. I'm like, are we going to need a letter for here? And they're like, well, I don't know anything about that.
But I got a letter for you. You should wear your letter from here around there.
Yeah.
Are the Kinko's employees essential personnel to laminate letters that say you are essential personnel?
That'd be a big thing hanging around your neck. It isn't like a backstage pass. It'd be like a full sheet.
Yeah, they're big.
Yeah. We should get those.
We could probably make a copy and just shrink it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then make a little laminate.
Yeah.
Like a backstage pass.
Backstage at Alice Cooper. Coming through. Little Wayne's World.
Yeah. Lots of people's girlfriends are in there.
Yeah.
Oh, that was two.
Yeah.
That was Wayne's World 2.
That was two. Okay.
When they were trying to get back with Aerosmith.
Oh, that's right.
NFL team owners voted to expand the playoffs by one team in each conference for a total of 14 next season. The owners awarded one of those extra games to CBS, one of them to NBC. The vote was unanimous. Now,
I hope it. I'm for it, except I want it to stop there because I really think the regular season has to mean something.
That's got
to
be the limit.
It's got to be the limit.
Yeah, don't turn into the NBA or the NHL.
Oh, it would just suck. It would just suck.
They also plan for the 2020 16-game regular season to begin on time, September the 10th.
I saw Adam Schefter kind of go off on them last night. I was turning off the TV and ESPN was on him. And he said that, listen, he's hopeful like we all are. And that was a glimmer of good news that the NFL is saying, hey, we're going to do this. But he says, can you do it when there's just bodies over there? Don't mind the bodies over here. I mean, that's a metaphor, obviously, but it's actually truth. It was Adam Schefter who makes his living off the NFL, saying, can we do that?
But you got to prepare for it.
No, I'm glad they didn't call it off. Yeah. I'm with you on that.
Just in case.
You don't need to call it off yet.
And then they went to Brian, who's the dude we see down the hallway once in a while. He lives in Omaha.
Brian Windhorst.
Yeah, Brian Windhorst. And then they went right to him, and he's going, because they were going to try to start basketball in China. Their league. They're going to try to do four teams in one city and do a round robin and have everybody stay in the same hotel. And even China said, no, we're not going to do that.
No.
So the NBA is gone. If you're an NBA fan,
that's done.
I know baseball's still talking about a shortened season and maybe having playoffs in November at neutral sites, but I haven't really read much about them recently either. You know,
two things. CBS on the extra playoff game that they get, they're going to be. There's going to be a separately produced telecast of that game on Nickelodeon for a younger audience.
How young?
SpongeBob on the call?
Or? Yeah.
I guess.
We have the dumbed down football. Kids are pretty smart.
Or maybe young down football. I don't know. Yeah.
Squidward doing play by or doing color commentary.
Kids love football. I don't really need. It's cool. It's a good idea, I guess. But you know,
they're going to try it. Yeah. And the MLB said that they are going to be offering each of their minor league players $400 a week until the end of May.
Right. Only till the end of May.
Yeah. Well, that's when.
Maybe Nickelodeon will have a couple of future hotties. You know, 14-year-old girls on the call.
Yeah.
Just so, like your son would. Dig watching that.
Yeah.
They'll have the laugh track.
They'd be the sideline reporters, Todd.
The minor leaguers originally were only going to be provided the weekly allowances through early April.
I did see that.
The day before the season was set to begin, but the commissioner's office decided to extend those benefits.
They don't get paid enough anyway, minor leaguers. Ridiculous.
Right.
It's ridiculous. You know? The money baseball has, they don't pay those guys more.
Well, they haven't gotten a paycheck since the end of the 2019 season.
Yeah. That's right, because they probably don't get paid for spring training.
I think in some of the lower minor leagues, those guys don't even crack five figures, do they?
I got a buddy of mine that told me that when he played minor league ball, they made dick, man.
Weekly minimum salaries.
Okay.
Yeah.
On full season minor league teams range from $290 a week at Class A to $502 a week at AAA.
Right.
And this you don't get paid during the off season.
No.
That's right. They're not getting paid. Well, now they are again. But
but in the off season, no.
And it's kind of tough to have a part-time gig on the side.
No, they don't. Yeah.
So, yeah, that's about your only income.
Now, granted, especially in AAA, there's a fair number of those minor leaguers who have a big league contract.
Not all of them,
There are some of them that are on the 40.
Smaller list, though, than, not the double A and single A.
I'm familiar with this.
I know, on the roster. I know.
And there are, and on the 40-man MLB roster, which is what you have for the playoffs, during the season, it's a lot less. And so a lot of the guys that are going to be called up onto the 40-man roster later in the season are playing in AAA.
But the rookie single-A, double-A guys are making nothing. They ain't making nothing.
Well, yeah, we looked at that. Yeah, that was $290 a week at Class A.
And the season goes what? It's a long sports season compared to other sports.
140 games.
For minor league, 140
seven,
games,
8 months?
Right.
It ends in the first weekend of September.
Okay.
Normally.
Starts in late March or April?
It's about
April.
5 months.
April.
Early April.
April, May.
Yeah. 20 less games, or not quite 20 less games. Fewer games.
That's okay. We're all going to be running outside on May 1st anyway.
Yeah. Players get their weekly checks through the end of May or up until opening day, whichever comes first, apparently.
That's good. So I got to make little cups with popcorn and candy them and take it to the neighbors.
Do you really?
We did when the kids were little.
Oh, yeah.
And
May Day.
Yeah.
There you go.
And the New York Post reports a single arena with no fans in it could be the place where all 30 teams finish out their NBA season.
They're all going to stay
In Vegas. In late June.
Listen, we'd love to watch some real-time sports. But, don't you think these guys are going to be like, I ain't playing.
Yeah, but you'd have to.
I just saw that LeBron said it again the other day. Don't want to play without fans. I'm thinking, that's not really about that.
In that scenario, you'd have
it's
to test every single player.
Oh, yeah. All the time.
And
then keep them quarantined after that. And at this point, that's a waste of tests.
We're looking at 16
I think so,
teams,
too, Puss.
That's a waste of tests.
No, there are plenty. They're everywhere.
Best of five instead of seven.
I think it should be single elimination. Play them all. You lose, you go home.
Yeah, just do a big tournament.
Just Lakers get upset right away, go home. That'd be great. Just go home.
They could make a smaller trophy for him this year.
Make it like
the whole thing.
The old one-and-done league.
I think you seed them like the NCAAs. Every team in the NBA is seeded like the NCAAs, and one-and-done, you're out. That'd be fun to watch. Yeah. We'd all watch that.
June Madness.
Yes. Now, granted, it's going to be an asterisk, but beside your champion, because some of those big teams are going to get knocked off, hopefully. But still. Wouldn't it be cool? Lot safer. Yeah. Guys be throwing games. I'm out of here. Too much virus hanging out.
Yeah.
Some guys are.
You want to lose.
Some guys are, Wayne Brady's about to phone the program here. I think Puss is about to fluff him.
Is he?
Yeah.
Oh, it's 32 teams. It'd be perfect.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. They'd whine about that. We can't have one game decide. Why not? It's a special
time.
Well,
they bitch about seeding.
I know. Well, no, you can still seed as best
teams. That'd be just a random drawing, I think.
No, I think you still seed them. Because they've already played a lot of games already.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Of course, he's been doing this. Let's make a deal since 2009. We love talking to this guy. Don't forget the lyrics, Wayne Brady's show. He's done a lot of stuff.
Brady's Comedy IQ is on BYU TV starting soon. Welcome, Wayne.
Good morning. Good morning.
Where are you held up these days? In your house somewhere, like we all are?
Well, we're in Los Angeles. That's where I'm riding this thing out.
How long have you stopped taping? How long ago was your last taping of
Let's Make a Deal?
Oh, we finished that last season of Let's Make a Deal, I believe, in October.
Oh, I got it.
Last year.
This all stuff's in the can, then. I got it.
What is the lag? Like, typically, you tape a show and it airs, what, 3-4 weeks later or months later?
I don't know. I don't edit the damn thing.
You're right. I just do it and I leave. I love that answer.
It takes 3 days, and then because I'm busy, I'm doing other things.
Yeah, you're doing.
Let's Make a Deal. We finished that in October, then I was doing Masked Singer, and then Black Lightning, and a bunch of sitcoms. So and taping Comedy IQ. So we try to work the schedule. So we do a year of Let's Make a Deal in about 4.5 to 5 months.
Yeah,
it's standing about four and a half months.
Yeah, you do a lot.
Standing down like this, particularly hard on a guy like you, because you like to do a lot of stuff. So are you going crazy, or are you you keeping sane?
Well, it's not that I like to do a lot of stuff. It's my job. That's like saying you like eating. Well, yes, it's what I do. So the cool thing is I think a stop down like this makes you take time that you ordinarily wouldn't take, and so I'm using it to still working because I'm writing and working on a couple other projects, but I'm getting a chance to spend time with my daughter. I'm getting a chance to do all the things that I can't do when I'm not at home, and so I'm very fortunate that my job lets me work like this, you know. So because I never complain, because there are a lot of people who this does affect them in an adverse way, and it affects their pockets and their livelihood. So I'll never speak out about it.
Yeah, and you probably know a lot of these, but we know a lot of traveling comedians, the road dogs. These are the guys that are getting particularly hurt by it. So
yeah. Wayne Brady's comedy.
Right. Those are the guys who would hit them. Yeah.
Wayne Brady's Comedy IQ. Explain the show. Let you do that for us.
Well, in a nutshell, you know, my style of comedy from Whose Line on and all of the and a lot of the things that I've done in a variety space on TV has been built upon me being a musician, being a singer, dancer, actor, and placing the comedy and sketch and improv on top of that. So we wanted to do an experiment. We wanted to see if I could find other kids who started off like me as an actor doing musical theater and being able to teach them the art of comedy, being able to teach them the format that would lend itself to improv, being able to teach them sketch, being able to teach them writing, character work, the whole nine. So we auditioned kids all over the U.S. We found a very talented handful, and we put them through a 10-week comedy boot camp. And we had pros come on the show and mentor them, like Sinbad came and talked stand-up.
Yeah. We just talked to Sinbad about it 3 weeks ago. Sinbad was really cool, yeah.
That is one of the coolest dudes on the planet, man. Right. A comedy legend. And then we let them do a show at Second City and at the Upright Citizens Brigade. And they got a chance to do this big internet thing called an epic rap battle of history. And we threw the kitchen sink at them. And at the end of the day, one of them won $10,000. They won a bunch of equipment to help them get started, the brand new computer, the editing software so that they could do social media stuff. We gave them singing lessons, dancing lessons, and they get their own comedy special on BYU TV. Whoa. And when this whole madness is finished, we will go on the road and do a couple shows together.
Oh, that's cool.
Interesting.
So they were talented kids to begin with. We assumed you were just trying to make lay people funny, and some lay people are just not funny. So you got really talented kids that wanted to do this. You got them. That's really nice. I like the idea.
Now, I'm guessing since it's BYU TV, you're not going to have a lot of people working blue. This will be family-friendly stuff.
Well, yeah, there's no need for them to.
They're kids.
It's a family show and family network. And I believe that if you can't be funny in non blue, then you shouldn't make the jump to working blue. Blue can be a crutch. So if you're funny, you're funny.
Yeah, now you tell us.
Well, we are on broadcast radio though, yeah, so we can't do a lot of things either for that.
Yeah,
matter.
We're pretty family friendly.
Yeah, we are. Wayne Brady with us currently. You know, sitting in this house like the rest of us are, but can't wait to get back out there and do things. So, yeah, when's the start on BYU TV? Oh, it's
going to start this upcoming Monday.
Yeah, right. April 6th.
All right, and then you got a lot of things in the can, and obviously you're working out. We won't ask you about lag time anymore, but you're a busy man. We love watching you on TV, and we won't ask you. Todd asked you about lag time. I love that answer. I don't give a crap.
After my nap, when I wake up from my nap every day, I flip on the TV, and there's
it's not that I don't give a crap. I just don't know.
Yeah, I know. But I'll tell you what, though.
Folks, thank you, and I walk off stage.
Yeah. But you know, like we mentioned before, the show is fun TV. I mean, let's make a deal. You turn that on, you can forget your problems right now. And I'm with you on that. Just watch people have a good time, man.
Yeah. In fact, why don't you flip it on today?
That's the best thing, especially right now.
Right.
You know that we are dealing with something that is it's one of those rare things where we as a nation, you know, the world, but like we as Americans are all impacted by this, no matter who you are, no matter what you have, no matter what you do. So the fact that I can bring smiles to some families during the day, man, that is not lost upon me. That's a very special thing to be able to do right now.
It is, and you do a good job, Wayne. We appreciate it. Good luck with everything. And the show is called Wayne Brady's Comedy IQ, right there. Wayne Brady's Comedy IQ on BYU TV starting Monday, April 6th. We'll talk
on
soon.
Let's Make a Deal today and then figure out when you tape that, and then just drop us a note tomorrow because we're curious. We're curious about lag time.
Done. I'll shoot you an email.
Absolutely. I'd appreciate that.
Thank you, Wayne. Appreciate it.
Right, Wayne.
It.
Good luck.
See you, bud.
Take care.
Made him laugh. That's cool. Yeah. Plus, you did jazz hands in high school. You could have joined this group.
Nah.
Yeah, you've been a little old for it.
I would have had ambition. And I got into radio instead.
Yeah, exactly. You know, it doesn't involve singing and dancing here, you know. That's funny.
Song and dance man.
Song and dance man, yeah.
I would have they would have been like, well, you know, he said they get dance lessons, and I was like, I would have lasted about 10 minutes in one of those. I went, forget this.
You have big feet, man.
He's a Broadway guy.
Oh, he's everything.
Yeah.
He's everything.
He's super talented.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah. Yes. Multifaceted entertainer.
He was actually pretty cool. I don't know when it was.
Kinky Boots. I loved him in Kinky Boots.
He was in Kinky Boots? Really?
Yeah. I think he had a big role in Kinky Boots.
In the movie version, too? They do a movie
version? No, the Broadway version.
Oh, they've done a movie version of that. We should ask your dad about the Kinky Boots. He's probably seen it.
He's probably wearing them.
Of course he is.
Footwear of choice.
Yeah, of course he is.
Gay dads everywhere.
Rob Riggle later on this morning, too, next hour.
Very good.
Yeah.
Federal agents unearthed the drug smuggling tunnel in Southern California. 2,000-foot tunnel running under the border extends to a warehouse in a commercial complex near the border. a transnational criminal organization suspected of smuggling narcotics into the United States. Nearly $30 million worth of drugs were seized. Wow. Cocaine, meth, heroin, marijuana, and the fentanyl.
Yes. Nick and I were talking about this off the air, that this doesn't matter now. I don't really, we should let these guys just ship it over. I mean, I don't think anything really matters. You shouldn't be able to murder people still, but I think all other things should be like, you know, what's the big deal, you know?
Well, you take the fentanyl, because
fentanyl kills people, right? But let the coke through.
Yeah, the rest, people need their weed.
People need their weed, they need their coke. You know,
some need their meth.
They seized 2 tons of drugs, 1,300 pounds of cocaine, 86 pounds of meth, 17 pounds of heroin, 3,000 pounds of weed, and more than 2 pounds of fentanyl.
But they should just leave it at the end of the tunnel. They shouldn't be crossing borders in this day and age. Even all
leave it there. Like leave it at your door, and then you come out and get it. Yeah, you know, the coke's down there, and then the American side comes and gets it, and we'll go.
Yeah, they spray it with Lysol.
Right.
Wipe it down good.
All right. I just think the arguing over stupid things anymore should be, but stop the fentanyl. You're right. Okay, we'll stop the fentanyl.
Like, that's how crazy, that's how strong that stuff is. It's like, you know, a bunch of pounds of the rest of it, and the fentanyl is just 2.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We just need 2 of those.
2 kilos of coke and a pound of fentanyl.
All right.
Please. What is it? Like, isn't it like 100 times more powerful than most of those other painkillers or something?
Sounds like a drive-through, doesn't
it? It's crazy.
Can I help you, sir?
Yeah, some outlandish number. Yeah.
Can I help you, sir? 2 kilos of coke and some pound of fentanyl.
The largest spleen ever recorded has been removed from a 44-year-old man in Florida.
I didn't know they measured them when they take them out.
No.
Well, only when they're exploding. 27 pounds.
Oh, they're exploding.
Whoa.
It was like what happened to Duff. His spleen almost blew up from drinking vodka.
The spleen weighed almost 27 pounds, more than 12% of his total body weight.
That's a fat spleen.
Yeah, it is.
Why'd it get so big?
His abdomen had grown quickly over a 3-month period. Scans showed he had a condition where the spleen becomes enlarged because of a number of conditions.
All right.
The spleen measured almost 18 inches in its greatest dimension, weighed just under 27 pounds. They say this was both the largest spleen on record, as well as the largest spleen ever surgically removed.
I love that.
Yeah.
This guy holds the record for the largest spleen.
He should go on tour.
He'll get laid with that.
Okay.
That rap, yeah.
Keep in mind, almost 27 pounds, the average, well, technically the mean weight for a spleen, nowhere near 27 pounds, more like 5 ounces.
Holy
ass. Wow.
Okay. So I just posted a link with.
Is there a picture of it?
There is a picture. You have to click on the link, and then you even have to click again, saying, "No, seriously, I want to see this picture."
Because it's so disgusting. Did you look at it?
Yeah, I'm looking at it. It looks like a couple sacks of potatoes.
Can you live without a spleen?
This guy's about to find out.
Yeah.
The spleen acts as a blood filter, and it is part of the immune system.
All right.
You can live without
this guy's gonna. Yeah, I guess put a screen in or something.
Yeah, an oil filter of some kind.
Right.
Yeah.
Wonder if the doctor's going to mount it like it's a big fish and put it up in the office. We got the biggest.
Well, in one of these pictures, they've got the little ruler in there to try to give you a perspective of size.
Right.
The spleen is about 4 times as big as the ruler.
Wow.
So the guy lost 27 pounds right away.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. All right. He's got that going for him.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, man.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.